This message you're about to hear is from the stable of Pastor Mike Ofoedo, the senior pastor at the Perfect Will of God Mission. As you listen, may you be blessed.
When I saw there the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain, I can but lust and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the date of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them through His blood. Father, we worship you. We give you all the glory. There is no one like you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, precious Father. To you be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed. In this second part of this message, I want to talk about life after death. Life after death. Have you ever wondered, where do the dead go? Where do the dead go? That's a big question. But let me first of all read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 27. I read, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Listen, "it is appointed unto men once to die. And after this," the Bible said, "the next thing that comes up is the judgment." So it doesn't matter whether you lived a million years or you lived 100 years or you live any number of years. The Bible says, "it is appointed unto men once to die. And after that, the next thing that follows is the judgment." Now look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'll read verse 10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad." I just want to say one a little thing about this scripture, and I want you to listen to me closely. I like to read it again. Hear this: "For we must all appear." The Bible say must. We must all, no exemption. God is not going to exempt you because you're a president. He's not going to exempt you because you were governor. He's not going to exempt you because you're a senator. He's not going to exempt you because you were high judge. God says that each and every one of us, no matter your church, no matter where you come from, He says we all must appear before the judgment seat of God. And the day you are going to appear before the judgment seat of God, God is not interested whether you are from this church or that church or the other. I don't want to mention the name of any church. No. But God is not interested. I belong to this, I belong to that. No. He's not going to save you because of your church. He's going to save you because of your character, your life, your attitude, the things you do. That's why God is going to save you. You know what He's saying? That everyone may receive the things done in his body. In his body. You know why I want to mention the scripture? That we will receive what we've done to our body. There'll be reward, judgment. You know, some people tell you that the church is in the flesh. God does not look at, church is in the spirit. God does not look at the flesh. Yeah, this is one thing a lot of people say now, that God does not look at the flesh. So they behave anyhow, they dress anyhow, they tell their members it doesn't matter. Look at this scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. The reason we appear is that you may receive that which you did to your body. Everyone, that we may receive the things done in his body. So don't play. Let them not deceive you, tell you God does not look at the body, he only look at the spirit. If the body is dirty, the spirit will not dwell in the body. The body is like a house. So don't tell me you don't care about the house. You only care about the man living in the house. Without the house, the man will not be there. So you must sanctify your spirit, soul, and body. Your body must be kept clean. You must care about the body, for the spirit of God dwell in that body. That's one thing. But that's not what I'm going. You may get my message that speaks about that. If you listen to that, you will hear that clearly. Okay. Now, we're talking about life after death. He said that we will receive what we have done to our body according to that he had done, according to what we have done. God is going to judge everybody according to what we have done. Listen, you that is hearing me, you will not escape. The only thing that will make you escape is as you're hearing me, you change and start doing what is right. It doesn't matter the church you go. Go to any church, be deceived. Just let them just do whatever. Oh, hallelujah, you are this, you are that. You are swinging in money. Your money does not count the day of death. Your money will not count. You won't even know where your money is. You will not know where your money is. Let me read Ecclesiastes. You won't even remember you have money. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 20. Hear what he said in verse 20. All go unto one place. All of us, all the dead go unto one place. The rich and the poor, master and servant. Everybody go in the same one place. He said, all go unto one place. All are of the dust. We are all of the dust. And all turn to dust again. We are dust. We turn to dust again. That's what the Bible says. We all turn to dust again. Look at Genesis 3:19. Look at what it said in 19. In the sweat of thy flesh shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of the dust thou wast taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return again. We are dust, and unto dust we shall return. Now listen, I'm talking about life after death. Life after death. The Bible said that there is time for everything. A time to be born and a time to die. There is no doubt about it. We all one day must die. All of us must die and go back to God. That's the truth. Then the fear of death. There are people who fear death so much, and because of that they put themselves in bondage. The Bible says because of the fear of death, so many of them have put themselves in perpetual bondage. They are so afraid when they hear death. They want to live forever. I'm sorry, nobody lives forever. Whether you are good, whether you are bad, you must die one day and go into eternity. You know, listen to my message on eternity. That's what matters. It's not the dead that matters. It's where you spend eternity after you die. And the Bible also told us once to die. He said once. It's not twice. I know there are so many theories. There are so many things. There are so many stories flying here and there. A man died somewhere. He appeared in another place. He got married and have children. And one day the wife said, show me your family. And the man was taking the family home, getting close. He pointed the house and said, let me ease myself. And he disappeared. I'm not against it. There might be so many proofs. I'm not against that. I'm not against it. All the stories flying here and there. Somebody died. He appeared there. He appeared the other side. I am not against it. And I'm not disproving it. But no matter how long the person died, one day he will die finally and stand before God. That's what matters. Whether they die 20, 30 times is not the issue. What matters is that one day the dead will stand before God and there will be judgment. That is what matters. Every other thing does not matter to me. I don't even care. What I am talking about is that the Bible said that the dead will appear before God. So once to die. Now let me read this. After death comes judgment. I want to read from the book of Revelation 20 verse 10 to 15. Revelation 20 from verse 10 to 15. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. Listen, the beast and the false prophet are in this place. That's what the Bible said. They are there in that place of fire that burns with brimstone. And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. The Bible says that hellfire burns forever and ever. People will be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. Does that touch you or it means nothing to you? Well, time shall tell. Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Listen, according to their works. This is serious. Verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Verse 14. And death and hell, which are two spirits, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Remember, death and hell itself. So there is hell, there is hellfire. Understand this so that people don't tell you that hellfire is the grave. The Bible say that death and hell, so hell itself will be cast into what? Into the lake of fire. So understand this. That's in verse 15. In verse 14, then in verse 15 it says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Whosoever that was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Meaning, until your name appear in the book of life, you cannot enter into heaven. Now remember, I'm just telling you about the judgment seat right now. You can get my full message on the judgment of God. You know that everybody be judged. Now look at what he said. He said in verse 11, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. That is God himself. The whole earth fled before him. He said, and I saw the dead, small and great. I saw the dead, both small and great. Presidents, servants, masters, husband, wife, small, big. The Bible says, all of them, they were judged out of the things written in the books. So whatever you're doing is written in a book somewhere in heaven. There's an angel that goes with you writing down everything you are doing. Don't miss that. Don't miss it at all. And they were judged, every man, he said, according to their works. In verse 12, he said, according to their works, they were judged. Do you understand that? In verse 13, again, he said, according to their works, every one of them was judged. According to their works. Are you wicked? Let me just ask you this question. Are you wicked? Is there any way you are treating a fellow human being wrongly? You know what's going to happen? You will not escape hellfire. You see, this is the message a lot of people run away from the churches. They don't want to hear. Whether you run away from it or you are into it, definitely it must happen. So the best thing for you is to go to where you'll be taught what to do so you can escape it. Yes, a lot of people leave the church because they don't want to hear. You want to hear prosperity. Oh, you will prosper. You'll shout, yeah. You're going to be a mighty billionaire. Yeah. You're going to make so much money that the whole earth, you need to go and buy another space in Mars where you're going to put your money. Yes. All these things are good. I'm not against it. Prosperity is good. But listen, where you spend your eternity is better than prosperity. It is better to die a poor man and spend eternity in paradise than to die a billionaire and a trillionaire and spend eternity in hellfire. Can I tell you one thing? Can I tell you one thing before you get it twisted? Let me tell you one thing before you get it twisted. A lot of people are going to go to hellfire because of one thing. Who? Money. Because of money. So many ministers, so many pastors, so many members of churches, a lot of people are going to go to hellfire because of money. If you don't know how to handle money, money is going to throw you into hell. Money is a good servant, but it's a wonderful, terrible master. It's a worst one. So if you don't know, that's why Jesus said that it's going to be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Does he not touch you? Are you not moved? Now listen to me. You may pull your shoulder, it doesn't matter. I don't even care whether you pull your shoulder or you are listening to me. But I'm here to tell you the truth. Nothing but the truth, the painful truth, whether you like it or not. And this is one thing most people don't like to hear. You want to go where they will paint you and paint you well. No, I'm not going to paint you. Because if I paint you, I'm sending you to hell. And I don't want God to ask me of the souls of men. So I tell you the truth and the whole truth so that you know that whatever you do, God is going to ask you. Where will you spend your eternity? Where will you spend eternity? This is one thing that matters most. So you that is hearing my voice, I want you to repent. Repent right now. Repent immediately. If you're driving, park your car. Just park by the side. And I'll lead you to Christ right away. If you're cooking, stop cooking. Put off the fire. If you're in the office, stop whatever you're doing. If you're attending to customers, stop right now. Let us do the first thing before others. Are you ready? I just want you to give your life to Christ right now. I mean now, not tomorrow. That's the truth. If you want to hear this message, you can. If you want to hear more of this, because these are the short ones. If you want to hear more, you can order for the CDs. Life After Death. Or get my books on this message, because almost all of them are in books. You listen to them and your life, it's going to be blessed. You will escape the danger of hellfire. Are you ready? Now lift up your hands and ask the Lord to forgive whatever you have done before. Whatever you have done till right now. All that is wrong, ask God to forgive you. Now lift up your hands and say, Jesus, I'm sorry for all that I've done. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive all my sins. Forgive me. Write my name in the book of life and help me not to go back to my old self. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That's all. Sounds very simple but powerful. The Lord be with you and keep you as you keep this. As you do it, the Lord will be with you. He will keep you. Your life will never be a mess again. Get the full message, worship with us, and you will miss hellfire. That is the sure banker. The staker says banker. What banker? Because we are going to teach you the ways of God and nothing but the ways of God. You're going to know the ways of God and your life will never remain the same again. When I saw the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I can but loss and poor contempt on all my pride.
Nothing uplifts like the Word of God, and I trust that the message you just heard has uplifted you. Now, if you'd like to make a decision, if you want to be born again, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, I'm glad to tell you that you are now born again. You are now a child of God.
This message you just listened to was a message from our senior pastor, Apostle Mike Ofoegbu, the author of the Dangerous Prayer series. For more information, call 080-8420-2031 or 080-3304-9782. Or you could worship with us at our weekly and Sunday services at Perfect Will of God Mission, opposite Fountain of Life School, behind Daman College, by Close One Gate, Satellite Town, Alakija Bus Stop, Badagry Expressway, Lagos. Stay blessed.